And welcome to episode 671 of RP Grinders. I'm your host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohort, Eric the Great. Breakman will be along pretty soon. I'm assuming he's fighting with Skype right now, so we'll go ahead and start the news, and then we'll hope that Break gets in here fairly soon. How are you doing, Eric?
I'm doing okay.
Had a good week?
Mostly.
All right, let's get into the news. Let's get this stuff started.
RPG News.
All right, Eric, you're up.
Mary Skelter 2 is coming to Steam sometime in 2022. I'm guessing it's early 2022. Because I think the Switch version came out not too long ago. Or it was announced not too long ago, so it's probably going to be around the same time frame.
I just saw Ghostlight on there. Did they have anything to do with...
No, Mary Skelter 3 is actually out now. That's right.
Yeah. All right.
I was thinking of another game we'll kind of talk about later.
All right.
But Ghostlight's porting this, so... But, I don't know. I mean, their quality is... usually not great.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say, man. Like, hey, Freak Five's in chat. What's up, Freak Five?
So I don't know why they keep giving them work when they do subpar work.
I don't know, but they keep getting the work.
I guess they're the only one that will actually be willing to do it in the first place.
I guess. I mean, I'm sure Atlas would be interested in these games. I don't know why they don't.
No, they will not be, because Sega's basically told them not to do anything other than first-party titles from Sega and Atlas.
I guess.
Sega does Sega and Atlas does Atlas, but they don't do third-party stuff anymore.
Mm. Well, they should, because they pick up some good ones. All right. Next story comes to us from RPGsite.net. And it is about Chris Tales. New update for Chris Tales adds new party member Adri, new dungeon, new ending, cutscenes, Colosseum mode, and bug fixes. So there's a new trailer there. Alongside the content updates, new patch. I already said that. So it's for the PS5, 4, Switch, Xbox Series. So there you go. Chris Tales looks pretty unique, man. I like the art style. It looks like kind of like a strategy type game. Sort of like a turn-based.
It's actually more like Paper Mario. Kind of.
Yeah, I could see that. More like a Paper Mario type deal. But there you go. So there's bonus DLC stuff and stuff. It looks. It's got a unique art style, which I like a lot. So there you go. All right, Eric, what do we got next?
We've got Idea Factory International's to release Neptunia X Senran Kagura Ninja Wars for the Nintendo Switch and Steam, North America and Europe, in spring 2022. The Japanese release date for the Switch version, at least, is for March 17th. So I'm guessing it's close to that time.
Yeah. I like the wall scroll. Digital localization
for the PS4 version.
Yeah, the limited edition has a really nice wall scroll. Those are always cool. That's kind of a unique gift. It's like, it's a riff on the poster. You know, it's like a really nice poster type cloth thing, but that's really cool. Alright, anything else on that, Eric?
It's probably better than a poster because you can hang it somewhere.
Yeah, exactly. Break will be in. I think he's fighting with Skype, Freak 5. I saw him there earlier. He might be reinstalling or doing something, but he'll be in soon. Alright, anything else on this, Eric?
No.
Alright. Next story comes to us also from RPGsite.net. Legend of Nayuta, Boundless Trails, Ad Astra launches for Switch in Japan in spring 2022. Spring of next year. Jeez, I can't talk today, man. I was just looking. This is
calling it Legend of Nayuta is a good tact for the localization of this game's name, because it's technically not a Trails game.
No. I do remember, but was this in Japan only on the PSP, Eric? Yeah. It's one of those Japan only games, but so there you go. Coming soon.
The game had a fan translation, but it was something else, I can say that much.
Something else, not very good.
It wasn't as bad as the Gagharv trilogy for the Legend of Heroes games that released by Bandai Namco that had horrendously bad localization.
Yeah.
But it's still not great.
Yeah, I mean, at least it's something, you know. All right, Eric, hopefully the next one will have a better translation. What you got?
Kuro no Kiseki 2 has been announced, and this is a sequel to Kuro no Kiseki, Legend of Heroes. There's a subtitle for it, apparently, called, and it's Crimson Sin. And it's coming to PlayStation 5 and 4. So that's a first for the series, because it's been PS4 exclusive for the most part. But hopefully they can get a decent version running on the Switch, especially since Falcom themselves will be doing internal development for the Switch starting next year. And I think one of the first games they're going to do it was for Nayuta, which we just talked about.
Yeah. I mean, the screenshots don't give much, but
apparently a year's passed since the first Kuro no Kiseki.
Yeah, that's cool. I mean, it's kind of cool.
And so you're gonna continue playing as Arc Vanride.
Yeah. All right. Anything else, Eric?
Doesn't say anything about new gameplay styles, but I'm sure there'll be some wrinkles in the game.
Yeah, for sure. All right, next story comes to us from RPGsite.net. Moon launches for Steam on December 16th. That's what we've all been waiting for, is the release date. So December 16th is when it's coming out on Steam. So there you go.
Along with the PS4 version, I'm guessing.
Yeah, most likely, yeah.
Because I think the PS4 version just launched in Japan recently.
Yeah. All right, Eric, what do we got next?
We got a game called Wilder Myth, which is a procedurally generated tactical RPG, and it's coming into a Switch. It says, however, due to the game's Java coding based on PC, the porting process will take time, and I'll say it'll take at least a year.
Yeah, it looks like Break is having some issues, so he'll be on as soon as he can. No worries.
I didn't even know this was a game, because he must have missed the press release on the PC version.
Hmm. Yeah, so there you go. I mean, it looks interesting.
Every character kind of looks like they're cardboard cutout.
Yeah, this is like a Paper Mario deal right here, the way this looks. Or maybe like Fractured Butthole. Kind of, you know, deal.
But that name's still funny.
It is funny, man. All right, anything else on that, Eric?
No.
All right, next story comes to us from RPGsite.net, and it involves Nippon Ichi announcing Yomiwari 3 for the PS4 and Switch. So if you're a fan of the series, you know, this should be good news for you. Have you played this game, Aries? Eric, I have not played these games. Are they fun?
Yes, they're fun.
All right. What type of games are they?
They're horror adventure games.
Ooh, I should probably play these. They're all
you basically walk around and have to avoid getting killed by the monsters that you run across.
So it's like Clock Tower. You just run.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can distract them, though.
Oh, it's like what's that one game that I was playing where you have to hold your breath and they can't see you? And
that's Deadly Premonition.
No, not Deadly Premonition. It's a holy shit. It's like a 2D, like a game like that, but you have to hold your breath. It's like God damn it, what's it called? And they just came out with the second part, but the first game's really hard. Like it's really really tough. But
is it?
It's like, it's sort of
Dying
like
Light.
No, it's like Condemnation or what the fuck is the name? I'll try to figure out the name of that game. But basically, you just walk around in like a 2D, form, and it's really dark, dark themed type game. And you're a girl that walks around, and these big like ghosts are out to get you, and you can like hold your breath so they can't see you. And I don't know, it's really cool. It's kind of scary, but that's cool. This game is a little different. It's more of an isometric type type game. But the game I was talking about, it's like a 2D, like, you know, kind of like action horror game. I don't know. But it's called, it's not, oh shit, man. It's always really cheap on the PlayStation Network. And I want to say Condemnation, but that's not it. But I'll think of it. All right, Eric, what do we got next?
We've got... Grime is coming to the Switch, which is interesting because it doesn't make any mention of other platforms, but I guess, you know, that'll happen eventually. But I'm not really interested in a Switch version of this game because this game is definitely made for more powerful hardware.
Really? Huh.
Because I know my PC can't really play it all that well.
Wow. So I wonder how good it's going to play on the Switch.
I had to turn down the code they offered for me because I probably wouldn't be able to play it very well.
Hmm. Interesting. Alright, well, is that it?
Unless I could, like, really heavily optimize it like Moon did with the Ori series. But well, even that was kind of compromised because it wasn't... Because the frame rate wasn't consistent, because there were parts that it would dip pretty dramatically.
Freak says, saying a game is really hard isn't helpful coming from you, Frank. Hey, I've been doing all right in video games, Freak 5. I'm getting better. You know, I'm not... I know that games are really difficult for me in general, but I've been getting better. I'm doing all right. I'm doing all right. That's all I'm saying. All right, let's move on to the next story, which comes to us from RPGsite.net. And it's about Omari, set to release for the Switch in spring.
Omari.
Set to release in for the Switch in spring 2022. So I don't know where in this video it's featured. It's like a 24-minute video, but somewhere in here is Omori.
That's the indie world. Like, they just play the whole indie world in that link. Yeah. Really?
I think this is Omori. So that's kind of cool. Alright. So you could travel back and forth between strange and vibrant worlds, each one brimming with colorful friends and foes to uncover a... Oh no, that's Afterlove. God damn it, where's Omori? Dungeon Machines, Figment, Extinction. Oh, no, that's not it. River City, Grime, Omori. Okay, we're up to Omori. Here we go. So, yeah, it's kind of minimalist art, like pencil style kind of feel to it. It seems kind of cool, man. You're getting better.
Well, a lot of people made comparisons to other games called, like, Off and Yumi Nikki when associating this one.
It looks okay, man. I like it. Freak 5 is exiled. He says, you are getting better, so you finally beat level 1-1 of Super Mario Brothers. How dare you, sir? How dare you? How dare you? I could do that in my sleep.
I thought you told me that you let the Goomba kill you.
How dare you?
You run into.
How dare you, Eric? How dare you add to this? Next story.
Next story is Sea of Stars has a release window. And this is an RPG made by the people who made The Messenger. In fact, it's actually a prequel. Sabotage Studio is the name of the company that is working on this. And it's going to come to the PC and consoles. And sometime in late 2022, no exact date, so whenever they can probably get it, hit the lot check and get it on the store.
Looks really good. Looks super good.
This looks like the game that I wish Chrono Cross was, because it's got a lot of those same elements. I mean, there's like seafaring, and it looks like you're in a Mediterranean-like area, and Hopefully it does a better job of what... I mean, it won't have any time travel or alternate reality stuff, but the rest of the atmosphere seems to be there.
Slick's really good. Really, really good.
It also kind of reminds me a little bit of a Magical Starshine, only hopefully not nearly as convoluted or poorly made, in my opinion.
Well, it looks good, man. I mean, this looks really, really good. So, I mean, they raised like over $1 million for this thing. So, you know, it should look really good. You know, I mean, it does. It looks really, really fantastic. I like it. I like the look of it for sure. All right, is that it on that, Eric?
Yeah.
All right, let's move on to the next one, and it comes to us from RPGsite.net. Raw Fury to publish retro RPG Scald Against the Black Priority in 2022 for the PC. So there you go. If you like this old game called Scald, it's coming back for the PC. So there you go. It looks very, very retro, but cool nonetheless. I mean, they did the best they could with what they had at the time. So there you go. If you're a fan of that old game called Scald, which I've never even heard of, you know, you'll get a chance to replay it. So there you go. Anything else on this, Eric?
It's not an old game that they rebooted. It's just as retro as in it. It's got that, evokes that style.
Well, it definitely looks like that, like an old ass game. Let's see. Blah, 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 blah. Oh, yeah, okay, I see. Inspired. But, yeah, it looks pretty cool. I mean, I would be interested in playing this if it wasn't on PC. Maybe they'll port it to, like, the Switch or something. That would be cool. I would definitely play it on the Switch. Switch, this type of game, I would really like to play on the Switch, for sure. All right, Eric, what do we got next?
Last story. We've got Reverie Knights Tactics has got a release date. And it's coming out on January 25th for PlayStation 4, Xbox One, Nintendo Switch, and PC. And presumably 5 and X, but through backwards compatibility. It probably doesn't need any optimization updates.
Yeah.
Anyways, it will be priced at $24.99 and €24.99 euros and pound and £20.99. Pre-orders will be available on Xbox One starting January 11th with a 50% discount, on Nintendo Switch on January 18th with a 50% discount.
All right, I see a break in chat. That's cool.
And languages supported will be English, German, Japanese, Portuguese, Brazilian. That's Portuguese, Brazilian specifically. Russian, simplified Chinese languages.
Another tactics game. It looks pretty. I mean, you know. Yeah, Santa does need to bring you a new computer, Breakman. Hopefully that'll happen.
He's been too naughty, though. He's gonna get nothing but coal.
I know, man. You've been kind of naughty, man. I mean, just looking
you need
at
to, the... like, get off of Twitter and not, you know,
get off of Twitter
morons all day.
Yeah, I know. Get off of Twitter. Like, I'm not on Twitter, man. Twitter's become a big cesspool. You know, it's like literally a big cesspool of nonsense. But all right, well, that is the news. What do we got left here? We're kind of waiting for a break to get on in here, but luckily we got all the news out of the way. See, he does this just to get out of doing the news. I know what it is. Eric, do you have any homie discounts by chance?
No. I mean, there was a deal, but the deal's over now.
Oh, the Scott Pilgrim deal?
Yeah,
I got it for $10. It was a really good deal. Switch Scott Pilgrim, you know, Ultimate Edition or whatever.
I could just reiterate, there's the weekend left, and this won't be any of you used to people who listen to this.
Yeah, what's up, Topher?
On the archive, but it's for that Arrowgate bundle.
That's
what you call a Cyber Arrowgate bundle.
God damn it. I wish that was on the Mac, dude. I would totally pick that up. What's up, Topher Life? Nice to have you in there, even if you are just lurking. That's okay. We like lurkers. It's all good. Let's see if anybody else is in chat. No, it doesn't seem like it. I see MXT left. He always leaves. You see how MXT is, Eric? Comes in, shows up, thinks...
He's probably at Walmart, and he was just on break.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, that could be the case. But let's see, what else? Who else is in there? I do see Breakman made it on in, so hopefully he can get the old Skype going, and then I can give him a call. That'd be cool. All right, so nothing else on the homing discounts. I didn't see anything. I mean, all the platforms have their end-of-year sale.
Xbox has finally, went into the holiday sale mode.
Yeah, I know. I think PlayStation was the last to jump on board.
It was one of the first, actually.
Well, I know the for the video game one.
They had the end of year sale.
Yeah.
Like way back in...
Toe for Life.
Black Friday.
Yeah, I know you show the love, man. It's all good, man. Really appreciate you stopping by. Just lurk. It's all good. It's all good. All good in the hood. I prefer to show my ass, Breakman says. Well, how about you show your ass on Skype? That would be nice.
Why do you need... Maybe you could trick Skype into thinking you're a different person by renaming your Skype handle to Ass Man instead.
No, you know what he should change it to? It should change it to Christopher Walken. That would work. You know, that might
Cowbell.
Be the... I don't know. You should look into that, Breakman. Change it to Christopher Walken. And then when you come in, just do the Christopher Walken. You know, that's what I'm saying. I mean, that'll trick the bacon god, you know? So, just saying. All right, I don't know if we have any Dear Breakman stuff, so we'll just move on to this.
Inquiring minds want to know.
Inquiring minds want to know what you've been playing, Eric.
All right. Played a little bit more of FF15, and then I switched gears and decided to start playing Adventure Time: Secret of the Nameless Kingdom. It's a very short game. There's only 3 dungeons, but I'm at the end of the second dungeon, but I really haven't played it beyond that. But some more SMT5 and 13 Sentinels.
Freak 5 says change his name to Kevin Breakman. That might work. That might work. That's a good idea, Freak 5. So that exile is I'm taking away the previous exile, Freak 5. So you're on even playing field now with everybody else. So Kevin Breakman. Yeah, that might work. It's hairy but cute. Breakman says, "How dare you, Breakman?" Well, Breakman, what are you doing? Are you getting Skype up, or what's going on? So what else you've been playing, Eric?
That's it, really.
How's 13 Sentinels? I was going to ask you. I have that game. I got it on that sale, but...
There's an RTS portion of the game that you have to play occasionally to unlock more of the story and adventure mode. But I've been playing that on casual, because I don't really care for the tower defense combat battle that much. I came for the story.
Yeah, I'll probably do the same.
And like playing on casual just makes it like super easy. Like an S ranking battles is a cinch because the enemies are really weak and you barely take any damage and your EP consumption is really low.
Well, that's good. That's good. That's good to hear. Skype is up. All right, let me call Breakman.
Or maybe it's not that it's low. Maybe that's normal, but like it just regenerates faster, and so I could barely tell I even used it in the first place.
Let me add. I don't know why my Skype was not showing Break, but let's add Break to the fray here. Hold on a second, y'all. To my job. How dare you, Breakman? It's been up. How dare you? How dare you? Let's try to get Break on in here. I typed to you in Skype, you son of a bitch. All right. It wasn't Dear Breakman, but I sent something into Twitter, a way to deal with squirrels eating from your bird feeder. Breakman, do we have you? Breakman, are you there? I see you there. Are you muted, Breakman? Oh, boy. Darn it. Breakman, can you type to him? We can see him, but we can't hear him. Eric, can you hear me? Oh, boy. Let me hang up on these dudes, and I'll call right back. I'll call them right back. You guys are going to hear the annoying Skype thing here. Come on, I want to join, of course. All right, do we have everybody here?
Hello? I'm here.
Yes, all right. We hear everybody. What's up, Breakman?
Did I hear a beer bottle being cracked open?
Probably.
That's what you're talking about.
I mean, if we know Breakman, I mean, that's pretty much Break's MO, you know what I mean?
Or a can of some kind.
Crack open the beer. I had a beer last night. I had a tall boy at Applebee's. First beer I had in a while, man. It was good. It was a Blue Moon.
Tall boy. That was the brand, or
like, no? Like a well, they call it
those big cans.
No, it's like a big like glass. You know, tall or glass. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. So what's up, Breakman? How was your week, man?
It was a week. It happened. Let's move on.
All right. Should I hit your music, Breakman, or no?
No, there's no real Dear Breakman. It's just been me talking to people in here.
I think Freak 5 sent you something. Maybe not a Dear Breakman, but he sent you something. So.
I don't see anything. Let me look at his. Look him up here.
Nada?
Checking it twice. Gonna find out if Freak's naughty or nice.
We know he's naughty, but come on. It's up for more than 4 hours. Call your doctor.
Oh, yeah, I didn't get it, but I see it in his. No, that's from July. Never mind.
Oh, from July. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't see a message. Huh. But nothing here is working properly today. I had to reboot this computer like 4 times. Let me see. Once I had to reinstall Skype, and it made me reboot. And then I don't know why it made me reboot. It usually doesn't. But I did that, and then when I came back on, my computer keyboard wasn't working.
Oh.
I couldn't figure that one out, and so I rebooted again, and then when I came back in, I was on airline mode for some reason.
Oh, that's...
Airplane mode.
That's always nice.
Like, my computer has a mind of its own. Like, it has a stupid virus or something. Like, it's not a real virus, it's a stupidity virus.
A stupidity virus, I love it, man. All right, well, what you been playing, Breakman?
Just a couple things. Just more Halo.
What are some of the morons you yell at on Twitter are somehow intelligent enough to hack your computer?
Ooh, that would suck.
Oh God, dear God, help me. let me see. I've been playing Halo Infinite. A little bit more of the multiplayer. Like I said, they've been updating it kind of regularly, which I appreciate. I wish more games would update their shit regularly. I don't understand why they don't. But anyway, so they've been updating multiplayer, adding little like. Different play styles and making sure like the points even out and stuff like that are fairly distributed, you know.
Yeah, so,
like,
yeah.
When it first started, they would give you 50 points for playing the game, win or lose, or no matter how much well or bad you did, everybody got 50 points.
Yeah,
which was just kind of like, hey, like I just had an awesome game. Why? Like I understand when my game sucks and I'm got like 5 kills and 20 deaths. That's fine, but. When it's opposite way around, I'm just saying maybe a little bit more.
Right. So what you're saying is like that, like those 20 deaths and 5 kills, like what Freak 5 would experience. That you want less points, and when you do really awesome, like 20 kills and 5 deaths, you want more points. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, something like that. But you don't want to count it like specifically by kills, because, for instance, I've had games where I haven't had kills because I was just driving the Warthog the entire time.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So my gunner's don't getting all the kills, and I'm just getting like all the what do they call them, assists.
Assist, yeah.
When I don't do all the work.
Well, it should be like hockey. Like assists are a big thing. Yeah. You know, it's like
I know, but I just feel like I failed. It was my job. right. And just playing for the story, like this. The story mode gives me just this awe feeling like I haven't had from a Halo game in a while. Like, just like kind of a new experience, like looking into the map in the distance and just going there and being able to get there. Like it's sort of like the original, just kind of wandering around the map trying to find like just hidden weapon cache or something like that. That's it reminds cool. me of that, what was the island? The Silent Cartographer level from the first Halo.
Yeah.
Sort of like that level, but the entire game is like that.
That's kind of cool.
And now I have the grapple shop, which makes me feel like fucking Spider-Man. I'm the spider chief. I swing around buildings, which is pretty awesome. climb up the side of mountains now.
It sounds like they've made it kind of robust. Like, this is something that people have been wanting for a while from a Halo game. It's been fairly flimsy. I mean, the multiplayer's been pretty good. Like, what was it, 4 and 2 have been really good. 3, not so much, from what I hear tell. But it sounds like they're beefing things up, both single player and multiplayer, which is nice.
Yeah, like that. I'm hoping there's going to be DLC, because I know originally they wanted the map to be about the size of the Breath of the Wild map.
Yeah,
but they scaled it down to, I think, about a third of that. So I'm hoping there'll be more DLC, because I love the Breath of the Wild map. Like, yeah. I'm still exploring and still finding new things. You know, I just feel like oh, that's kind of cool. Like, I was in the volcano area and I found like minecarts. I'm like, oh, there are minecarts here. Yeah, well, of course there are. I mean, why wouldn't I expect minecarts?
That tells me something that I think Breath of the Wild 2 needs. It needs a grappling hook of its own.
Yeah, I
definitely agree. Like, climbing up the mountains and then going and playing Halo, and I'm just shooting a grappling hook and scaling these mountains in a matter of seconds, as opposed to like a minute or 2 minutes climbing up this mountain and then maybe having to reset my stamina or something like that, you know?
Or it rains and then you slip off.
Oh my god.
Dinatera, what's up? Nice to see ya. So yeah, that's cool. Anything else, Breakman? So
those two games, Breath of the Wild and that.
All right.
Like I said, I've just been going around the volcano lately. Well, and this week I had to do a lot of, farming, because I used up so many potions last week.
I played a little more Phoenix Rising. I got a little more done. It's slow going. I haven't had much time to play much of anything, but I did get a chance to play a little more Phoenix Rising. I'm liking that game more and more. I mean, it's basically Assassin's Creed Odyssey, just not as serious and a little bit easier. I'm having a lot better time in Phoenix Rising than I ever did in AC Odyssey. AC Odyssey is it's a very difficult game to grasp. Like, it's not one of those games that... It's not a typical Assassin's Creed game. It's a lot different. It's like a open world adventure, and trust me, you need to advance levels before you go anywhere. It'll kick your ass for sure. So I don't know. I'm really, really having a good time with Phoenix Rising. I think it's an underrated gem of a game, and I think more people should play it. It's really cheap, $20 or less, wherever it is. So I would highly recommend playing that game for sure. So.
It's on sale for like $15.
Yeah, right, it's still
on Xbox.
Hopefully, yeah, it's something I can get around to at some point. You know, there's so many games. There's too many games and not enough time.
Yeah, I agree, Breakman. This is one that I would probably recommend finding the time. I mean, it's pretty good, man. Like I don't normally recommend...
Maybe I can bring a TV into the bathroom. Maybe I can find that time.
Yeah, well, I mean, you can get it on the Switch. You can get it on the Switch for like $20. So, I mean, it's a thought, you know. I mean, you can take that in with you when you're pooping, you know. It's one of those type of games. It's like a casual.
Sanitize, wipe your stuff.
I know. All right,
I don't understand people that bring their gaming consoles into the bathroom. It's like, no, do your business thing. Play.
Hey, it depends on how long you poop. You know, some people have longer poops and gotta pass your time.
It's easier to poop when you're not doing something else.
I guess. But all right, let's move on to
RP Grinders reviews.
All right, Breakman, do you have any reviews this week at all?
I'm trying to figure out what happened this week. I'm trying to remember.
Okay. Should we skip you, and if you have something?
No, I don't care.
Okay. All right, Eric, your reviews. You have a few of them. Let's get through them.
Yeah. I saw Resident Evil Welcome to Raccoon City. That's
a shitty welcome to me.
Yeah, because it's Resident Evil. this is a much better interpretation of the Resident Evil franchise than the Wes Anderson sextet of movies that are all awful.
Yeah, I couldn't stand any of those movies. I
like the first one, but then
I like parts of certain movies, but like they're just generally not great.
Yeah, they're not indicative.
I enjoyed the first one for what it was, but the second one when he came out in that worse than a Halloween costume Nemesis outfit
and the bad end cuts.
Oh God, yeah, I was just like, oh nope, I'm out on this series. Do whatever you. I'm out.
Which is kind of a problem in parts of this movie, but not for the same reasons. But it has more to do with the bad lighting. it's I don't know what's wrong with Sony movies. Are they use the same cameraman and do they hire the same lighting sources or whatever? Because this and Spider-Man don't have good lighting. But this movie in particular has bad lighting. And I know they're supposed to be in dark and spooky Spencer Estate and it's supposed to be dark, but like there are some light sources and it's just not good enough.
Blake and I have talked about this in video games and it does extend into movies too. If you can't see what you're looking at, it's really hard to make judgment. You know what I mean?
I walked in the theater late, and like I don't know how many minutes had passed in the movie, but I didn't miss much. But it was hard to actually find my seat because it was so fucking dark.
Yeah.
It's like if the theater had screened this movie before anybody has seen it, like maybe they should have kept some lights on because they knew how dark it was. But whatever.
Right.
I guess it's my fault for not being there fast enough, but whatever. I like most of the characterizations in this. Jill, they went with, they made her a black woman, which is whatever. I mean, that's great for representation in any, but like they also kind of made her kind of crazy. So I don't know how I feel about that.
That's an odd choice. Okay.
Yeah, but like, she's also. I think they also took a look at Resident Evil 3 remake and the re-personality shifting of her character, and so let's just do that.
Okay.
But let's up it by a smidge to make her seem unhinged.
Okay. Is this on Netflix or where just at the theaters?
Yeah, for right now. But you're thinking of that CG one that got uploaded recently to Netflix, which I think is called Infinite Darkness or something.
Bernie says hi. What's up, Bernie?
Wesker and Forrest are also there. No Barry, unfortunately. I don't know why.
No Barry. Okay. What's up, Slagar?
Wesker, I like what they kind of did with Wesker. He's not the big bad, but he is an antagonist, and they actually made him more of a cowardly, craven type of person. Maybe he'll come into his own future installments if this movie's successful enough to warrant a sequel. I don't know how well it's doing right now.
Yeah, that's a crazy story, Breakman. The one that you put in the chat.
I was going to open our news links.
Otherwise, this movie is like they smushed the plots of the first two games together, and they completely ignored the third game's plot line.
Well, maybe that's for the sequel.
I don't know, because the way the movie ends, that doesn't seem possible. If anything, they're probably going to shift Code Veronica as a plot.
Yeah, okay, I could accept that. That'd be fine.
But I also like that they made Leon a complete loser.
Really?
but he kind of manned up to towards the end of the film, so who knows how they'll recharacterize him for the sequel.
Hmm. What's up, Slagar? What's up, Bernie?
That's not going to make a lot of people mad.
I know. I like stuff like that, you know, just to get the stands, you know, riled up.
Yeah. So anyway, the story I put in the chat, like I thought you were done with your review. You're not. I'm sorry.
No. But I'm gonna give the movie, an 8.
Hmm. Okay.
And I saw somebody complaining about how some of the characters are stupid, but like Resident Evil was supposed to be kind of like a B movie setup anyway, so.
Yeah,
I'm fine with it being kind of dumb.
Yeah,
yeah, like the original Resident Evil is famous for how bad the voice acting in the script was.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, Jill, the master of unlocking. This is for you, Jill, the master of unlocking.
Yeah, exactly. Slagar says there's a new Wheel of Time and Witcher tonight.
Okay. One thing I've noticed is like. I don't know what time period this movie's actually supposed to take place in, because they're in this town that kind of feels like it's been 20 years behind, and I don't know if it's because it's actually 20 years behind in the past, or it's just the nature of the town, and because like Chris didn't know what an internet chat room was.
They should just redo.
Because I guess he doesn't have that much of a life that he just does not know what it is. But
they should just redo.
But Wesker was getting hints from a certain anonymous source, and through a Palm Pilot, and it had like the Resident Evil, and it had the Resident Evil maps on it.
Palm Pilot.
Yes.
They should
I'm
just.
I'm thinking if this is taking place in a modern setting, maybe they used it because it's harder to hack, because you couldn't really. I mean, there'd be no point in hacking a Palm Pilot.
Maybe they're. You know what
they
should.
It's harder to detect because mobile phones can be traced by the government and such.
They should change it to like Victorian setting. Just put Resident Evil in a Victorian setting. And just go with no technology type thing, you know? That would work, I think.
But, there has to be some technology because they're bioweapons and shit. But.
No, man. They could just do it like Sherlock Holmes style, man. You know, just basic. Just basic. All right, what else you got, Eric?
Then I saw Macross Plus, which I've never seen before, because thanks to Harmony Gold, we didn't get Macross anything for forever, and the only time we did get Macross Plus was when it released alongside Macross 2, which are two OVAs series that are, and they basically just smashed all the parts together for that, and this one in particular was just all those four of those episodes strung together and edited in a way that's seamless. So it's just a movie now.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So there's no content. It's just they cut out all the openings and endings and made it scene transitions more natural. But it's a plot about how I don't know how many decades it's been since the original Macross series, but basically it's about these two pilots. Or test pilots from different experimental craft, the new generation Valkyrie. And one's a Zentradi and the other one's a human. And they're kind of rivals with each other. And there's this love triangle going on between them and this girl that they knew when they were kids. And it turns out she's actually the producer for this AI idol named... Sharon Apple, and they're using some nefarious military organization, or some faction of a military organization, using it for the nefarious weapon purposes, and they want to use that as a backdoor to install a microchip that gives them a real AI, so they can use it for their remote drone new type of a different type of, well, it's not a Valkyrie, but it's definitely they want to replace the Valkyries with this thing.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't have to send humans out, I guess. And it goes terribly wrong.
Yeah, of course. Of course AI. I mean, of course. I've seen Ex Machina. I know how these things go.
Anyways, so that's basically the whole movie without spoiling it. I liked it, and if anybody wants some background info, Shinichiro Watanabe, who did was the director of Cowboy Bebop, or director producer, I don't know which one, but they were heavily involved with it, along with a person who recently died in the news, so that's kind of sad, but at least their work is shown in theaters, and hopefully it gets a re-release on Blu-ray soon, and other Macross series come as a result of this, but the last review I had with no spoilers is Spider-Man No Way Home.
Please, no spoilers.
So
what did you give Macross? I'm sorry, what did you give Macross?
Also an 8 out of 10.
Okay, all right.
Spider-Man did spider things. Yeah. That's a movie. No.
Yeah.
There's multiverse hijinks going on. And I didn't find any of, like, I saw some reviews, headlines or some reviews calling it a crowded movie, and it kind of is, because when you're involving other characters from the different Spider-Man films, the live-action ones, there's going to be a lot of stuff going on, but I don't think any of that is a problem, because they made it work so well in this movie, despite that. And it is a fan servicey, but it's fan servicey that's done in a way that isn't just a do eye winks and nudges, and a lot of it makes sense, and it drives the plot forward in a way that makes sense. And there are two post-credit sequences, one in the mid-credit sequence, and the second is a post-credit sequence, although the post-credit sequence feels more like a sizzle reel for another movie altogether. That's all I can really say.
Okay. So what are you giving Spider-Man No Way Home, Eric?
Gonna give it 9.5.
Ooh, all right. Very high praise for Spider-Man No Way Home. The only criticism that I've been hearing is what you said, that it was a bloated movie, like just way too much stuff going on. But I like that. I like that type of movie. So, you know, it's fine with me. All right, let me move on to my review of Venom. I think, Eric, if I remember correctly, you gave Venom an 8 out of 10, if I'm not mistaken.
I think so.
What's that?
I think so.
Yeah. I don't have much to add, although I will say,
did you rent it? Because yeah, you can just buy it now if you want.
Yeah, I rented it. I got it from the Redbox. I thoroughly enjoyed this this version of Venom: Let There Be Carnage. I thought it was better than the first in the fact that even more character development with Venom and the dynamic between. I mean, the way Tom Hardy plays it, he's basically crazy, you know, and. And throughout the movie, you can't really tell is Eddie Brock really crazy, or, you know, things of that nature. And I can see where people would like look at him like while he's talking to Venom and think that he's just out of his fucking mind, you know. And Tom Hardy is an excellent actor and a perfect choice for the role of Eddie Brock, because if you remember the comics, Eddie Brock is a very stout built, you know, type dude, and that's a him in a nutshell, and his acting chops are top notch. So it was a perfect choice. So, and in this movie, he's just awesome. He's awesome in this movie. And Woody Harrelson, I was skeptical at first seeing him as Carnage. The only criticism that I have for this movie is they killed off Carnage way too quickly. I think Carnage, even though he's a one trick pony and there's not much to his character other than kill, kill, kill. I think they could, I mean, this is one of Venom's arch nemesis. So to kill him off
that
quickly,
movies in general, and they introduce villains. It's like, Should we do the Superman thing and just keep reintroducing the same villains over and over again, or should we just get rid of them?
Yeah,
and you don't have to worry about that.
See, but that's not how it works in the comics, and that's like what I'm. I mean,
it'd be better if they didn't kill him off if it were a series, but this is a film.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I just think that they could have did like a trilogy of movies at least with Carnage, you know, and it would have been epic. It would have been really cool. I do have to say, the direction was perfect in this movie. Andy Serkis, who played Gollum in the Lord of the Rings movies, was the director of this movie, and I'm thoroughly impressed with his directing skills. I mean, he just flawlessly handled CG and actors, and I mean, it just.
Yeah, I just took Serkis for a guy who played Gollum.
I know, but he's a super talented director, and he had a vision for this movie, and it totally worked. I really, really like
it. Who's the director for the first Venom, by the way?
I don't know, but I like Andy Serkis quite a bit. And I did like the first Venom movie, but not nearly as much as I like this one. I think this one was awesome. They had a little subplot with Carnage's girlfriend, and I mean it was just an awesome movie. I mean, it just
it's more like Cletus's girlfriend. Carnage just is hitching her.
Yeah, Cletus Cassidy's girlfriend. But I mean, if you want just an action packed movie with lots of really, really good CG, this is a good movie for you to watch. It was an hour and a half or an hour and 45 minutes of just
breeze. Why can't more superhero movies be this brief?
I agree. I mean, it was just it went by.
Spider-Man, I forgot to bring up. It's like almost 3 hours
long. Yeah, I mean, this movie was just breezed along. It was just, I mean, before you knew it was over, and you were like wanting more. That's how I felt about this one. I honestly think they should have kept Carnage alive. I think they should have did a trilogy of movies. It would have been really epic because the stories you could tell with Carnage and the dynamic between Venom and Spider-Man and Carnage, and I mean, it could have been really awesome. But maybe, I mean, they can bring characters back, so I'm not going to complain too much. I give it a solid 9 out of 10. So that's how I feel about Venom. I think it's a fabulous movie. I think it's an underrated superhero movie for sure. So make sure you check it out. It's at the Red Box right now. All right. Let's move on to...
what is it?
Stinko of the Week.
All right, everybody's favorite segment. Breakman, what do you got for us in Stinkos? Do we have Breakman?
I think he doesn't know that we're done talking about Spider-Man.
Break, come back. Break, come back. Come back,
type,
Break.
Type in chat.
Yeah. Break, come back. All right. Okay, Eric, do you have a Stinko of the Week?
Stinko, not really.
All right. Breakman, you back?
Yeah, I got like a million Stinkos.
All right, go for it.
Oh, let me see. Where should we begin? How about we begin with the tornadoes that destroyed half the country?
Yeah, Kentucky got it bad. People. Feel really bad.
Yeah.
Can you throw in Rand Paul into those Stinkos as well?
Poor Amazon. Would you let me get to those.
Okay, first? Sorry. Go ahead.
Before you jump the gun. Well, actually, no, it's fine. You can add Rand Paul to it because he was my next part of the Stinko. All the people suffering from tornadoes. I'm terribly sorry. And Rand Paul is a piece of fucking shit.
Yes.
If anyone wants to kick that asshole in the nuts, I don't normally advocate for violence, but he is a horrible piece of shit who has voted constantly against helping anybody else. But as soon as Kentucky's hit, he's out there begging and pleading for money. You know?
And rightfully so. That's what he should be doing, right?
But he shouldn't be denying it from other
states. I agree. I totally agree.
And he shouldn't be also denying climate change, because I don't remember tornadoes destroying homes and half a states in December ever in my life.
Yeah. Hold on a second. Freak 5, Mrs. Freak is in the hospital, man. Oh, man. I'm
shit.
Really sorry to hear that with her asthma, man. I hope she gets better, man. Send our well wishes, Freak. I hate to hear that, man. Yeah. All right, Breakman.
Everything else just kind of sounds like petty.
I know, I know, man. But I mean, go for it.
Okay. What so else I you guess got? Anyway, like we hope she gets better. So Rand Paul, obviously, he's a piece of shit, and so is Mitch McConnell. Like, just you know, they don't want to help anybody else, but they're the first ones come begging. And Kentucky is one of the states that's heavily paid for by the government, you know?
Yeah, but this is nothing against the people. I want them to get the help that they need. And I'm all for helping any of the states with federal aid when it comes to this type of stuff. So, and they all should be that way, too, whether it be California or Texas or Louisiana.
Add the Dominican Republic to that.
Dominican Republic, Puerto Rico.
Yes.
All of them. Yeah, yes. I agree. I totally agree. I remember when Puerto Rico got hit and slammed, they were totally against federal aid. And I'm like, really? Yeah. They're part of the United States. You know?
Not
I mean,
according to these assholes.
Jesus Christ, man. These people are incredible. All right, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Those pieces of shit. And speaking of pieces of shit politicians, in Ohio, they have now made it easier to conceal and carry because they've taken off any training, and all restrictions for conceal and carry. Now you can just buy a gun and just hide it on your person.
Oh, of course. I mean, why not? Why not join the literal hundreds
of... So Ohio wants to basically ban abortion. So more babies are going to get born, and then they're going to be given guns.
Yes. Because then it fits into the narrative, you know, of all the violence that we need more prisons.
Yeah.
That we need public or private owned prisons to store all these criminals. You know, it's just and speaking of prisons, the attorney general for New York has decided that they are going to bring back after they've made a lot of penal changes and improvements and stuff, he's decided to bring back solitary confinement.
Oh my God, man. Jesus Christ. Why? Why? We've been through this song and dance before.
Like I just said, this is all about money. It leads back to somebody's making more money off of punishing people. So they need more money to punish. We need more people because we need them to fuel the war machine. We need them to serve burgers, and we need them to fill up prisons.
Yeah. Freak 5 makes a good point. He says, I'm not sure how much it costs to put up a billboard, but I've seen two today saying pray for Kentucky. Couldn't that money have been better used to help Kentucky? No doubt, Freak 5. I mean... Yeah. It's probably
that's how I kind of feel about when they people put on like we're doing this big show in favor of this, like donate all your money to us and you know for the show and celebration. Well, shouldn't that money just go to the people? Why is there like a third mix in the well whatever. I mean,
right.
I don't want to shit on people's good intentions.
Yeah, I know, man. Freak 5 says, or maybe the way the government has been screwing us, it wants us to pray that it uses KY jelly next time. Probably. Yeah, make sure you lube up next time, Freak 5. That's what they're saying. All right, what else you got for us, Breakman?
Isn't that enough?
That is enough, man.
Christ.
It's plenty.
It's been one thing after another.
Yeah. My stinko goes to Denver District 4 police station idiot. And by idiot, I mean police officer that was at the front desk. I went into D4 to ask for a simple complaint form. Do you think I got it, Breakman, is the question that I'm going to ask.
Oh, wait, you're actually going to let me answer this time? Mm-hmm. Usually when you say that, you never let me answer. You just keep going. No,
yes.
I'm going to guess no, they did not.
No, they did not. Eric, do you have any idea how long I waited for a simple complaint form?
An hour?
No, it was more like 20 minutes, but it may as well been an hour. It was like more like 23 minutes, but yeah, I waited over 20 minutes just to get a complaint form. Was told that somebody, this is the disconnect that people have with police, all right? You cannot go into a station and ask for a police complaint form. What happens is they either try to get you to go online and look for it. Excuse me. Look for it yourself, which I know where it is, but I'm proving a point here. They They should have them readily available, because what if somebody does not have access to the internet or the library, right? If I'm homeless and I can't easily get to a library, what do I do? You know, if I go in there. And to boot, they had to have a sergeant come out and talk to me, which he never came out. So I was sitting there 23 minutes for a fucking complaint form. And they have a spot for them that was empty. And I'm like, this thing should always be full of complaint forms. So why? Why is it so hard for the people, the public, in whatever district you are, to get a fucking complaint form? All right? That is bullshit. All right? You should be able to
watch. They're gangsters and they don't want anybody questioning their authority.
They don't. And to boot, I almost got arrested because I was filming in a public lobby. And because the police chief decided to make this arbitrary local ordinance or citywide ordinance about you can't record inside a police lobby. Do you think it stopped me? It did not. And do you think they arrested me? No, they did not. You know why? Because they don't want to lose their qualified immunity. Qualified immunity is kind of over in Colorado, they still kind of hide behind that. So, yeah, I challenged it. And I'm going to continue challenging that police chief's order about not filming in a public lobby. And you know, we'll see how it goes from there. I'm fully expecting at some point to be arrested for it, and I will fight it. I'm not the Constitution trumps local ordinance, so I'm pretty sure I'm on good legal grounds to not be to be found not guilty of that bullshit. So there you go. All right, that's my stinko of the week. Let's move on to Sweetos.
Dude, what does my tattoo say?
Sweet. Sweeto of the week.
All right, Breakman, what you got for Sweetos?
For Sweetos. Let me see. What do I have for Sweetos? You know how Elon Musk is over there spending, him and Bezos are spending billions of dollars so they can get to the upper atmosphere of the planet? They're not mm-hmm. even getting out of the atmosphere. They're saying they're in space, but they're not actually getting into space.
Yeah, right.
NASA is saying, well, fuck you. We're getting into the atmosphere of the fucking sun.
What?
We're actually doing something, Bezos, and your money-wasting horseshit. Like, if they were really serious about, like, space travel and stuff like that, they'd be working with NASA.
Mm-hmm.
Not on their whatever they're trying to do. Like I said before, I think it's all a game. They want to get to Mars first so they can claim it for their own.
Well, who was it? Was it Elon Musk that wants to make a building that goes into the upper atmosphere? Like literally. Literally, the dude wants to make a building that reaches the upper atmosphere. So you can, like go up in it in an elevator. Yeah, haven't you seen that? I don't know if it's Musk or
Space
Bezos.
Space elevator that goes to nowhere.
Space elevator. What? Wasn't that in a cartoon or something?
Yes, it's comical. It's so stupid. So dumb.
There's a space elevator in Mega Man X8.
Yeah, it's so dumb. So wow. Dumb. All right.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I remember that now. Oh, my God.
Freak5 says, my daughter's friend is spending the night. This friend always cleans my daughter's room when she visits. Oh, how nice, Freak5. Now, only if your daughter could do the same thing, you know?
Well, maybe you need to have an agreement with that mother and trade daughters.
That would be kosher, I think, in this case. I think that would be only the right thing to do. Yes. She also will just randomly clean up around the house.
Space elevator or the Earth elevator from Total Recall reboot.
Oh, God. Ugh. Okay, any other Sweetos, Breakman?
Wow, randomly cleans her house. Hey, when she's done there, could you send her over to my house?
I know, right?
But I'll chip in for gas or something.
Wait, so are you saying that she's a Zumba?
A Roomba.
That's funny, man.
Hey, honey, is your little friend Roomba coming? Rhonda coming over?
Exactly, Breakman. Exactly. All right, any other Sweetos, Breakman?
No more Sweetos.
All right, Eric, what you got?
I got the fact that today is the 31st anniversary of Rockman.
Oh.
Wow.
Look at that.
Cool, I didn't know that.
Look at that. There you go. 34th anniversary. Happy birthday, Rockman. There you go. It's not Breakman's 34th anniversary, too? Damn it.
No.
Because Breakman didn't show up until Rockman 3, so it would actually be the 30 whatever from when that game released.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else, Eric?
Just that's it, actually.
All right. My Sweeto goes to... I just got in the mail... Oh,
actually, now that you mention it, right. Well, I'll let you go first.
No, go right ahead, Eric. Finish up.
But it has to do with what you're talking about first, so, you know.
All right. Well, my Sweeto is... I got Shin Megami Tensei 5 in the mail from Eric today, so for a Christmas present. So thank you, Eric. Very much appreciated. It's fucking awesome. I know this is going
to
be a great game.
I forgot to thank you for that. I thanked you online, but I'll thank you on... thank you for my...
Yeah, thank you for the eShop cards. That's my other thing I wanted to mention.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No worries, guys. Do what I can when I can, right? Freak5 says, another Sweeto. I have been off all week because of bereavement. Been a while since I've had a full week off. Yeah, that's really nice that your work...
That's a shitty reason to be off, though.
It is, but it's really nice that the work lets him do that. Hopefully paid, Freak 5. That would be even better, you know. I mean, probably just 3 days, I'm guessing, but, you know, so...
Oh, I kind of had a stinko, but it was more of a scare. It wasn't too bad, I guess, because nothing horrible came out of it, but... I did find out that my mother was in the hospital a couple days ago.
Ooh, not good, Eric.
And apparently, it's just, I guess it's just a fact of getting older because her heart just doesn't work as good as it used to. Ooh. And now she's going to have to probably be on a blood thinner for the rest of her life.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's not good. That means she's going to be very cold. Like, my mom's doing that now. The blood thinner stuff makes, and basically, like, her place is in an oven now because it's just... She's cold all the time.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, like, the house is usually pretty warm anyway, so.
Yeah. Well, I mean, hopefully she gets better, Eric. I mean, that's all you can hope, you know. All right. I think that's it.
I have a heiscapade.
Oh, you have a heiscapade. I don't have that. Mm-hmm. That soundbite, but what you got?
It's just a real quick one. I'll just read the first paragraph of this article. In Gloucester, UK, a man caused a bomb scare after arriving to an emergency room at the Gloucestershire Royal Hospital with a World War II anti-tank artillery shell stuck up his butt. Of course, the man claimed to have slipped and fell on it.
Well, I mean, of course. I mean, that's par for the course, right? I mean, yeah.
And the good news, it was not a live bomb, so, you know.
Slagar says, ooh, work-mandated mask for another month. Woo-hoo! That was definitely very sarcastic, Slagar. The mask mandates are... I don't know, man. I understand the use of them. I know that it's to prevent the spread, but I mean, at this point, I
just wonder where people would be willing to do it willingly without having to be mandated to wear them.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good thing, Slagar. I mean, it's not a bad thing. Mandates, I don't think are awful, but man, I mean, they just don't take it seriously. I'm like, look, you're playing with fire anyways. Fuck it. If you want to get COVID, go for it, man. I mean, I hate it, you know? We get $80 a week more when they do. Oh, well, that's good, Slagar. See, that's, you know, that should be the incentive everywhere. You know, more money. You know, that's, you know, I mean, these people have to suffer all day with, I mean, I know Bernie, like, right now she's not feeling great and she has to wear a mask, and it's tough. It's hard. It's not. But think of all the medical workers that are out there that have to do it on a day-to-day basis. You know, nobody ever really thinks about that. So
shit,
you know.
That actually reminds me of a stinko, another stinko.
Oh, go ahead.
With COVID, up to, I guess, 800,000 deaths now, and Ohio hospitals are completely flooded with sick patients. So, yeah. With COVID, you know, it's the second year of this pandemic that supposedly wasn't a pandemic.
Oh, and we're on three now.
Yeah, this is the third. Yep. Freak Pipe says, get her a heating blanket for Xmas, Eric.
That's actually not a bad idea.
Not a bad idea at all. Although those
Unless
things
she has one.
Yeah,
she probably does. I don't know. I mean, I shouldn't say probably. I have no idea.
Yeah. All right, let's move on to free for all. All right, round three.
You know, I'm going to bet they do.
Yeah. All right,
I'm
round.
I bet they do. I have no idea, but I'm going to bet.
All right. You're a betting man? Oh, speaking of bets, before we get to this.
I shouldn't have got to that.
Oh, this is good, man. This is really good. I mean, look, Breakman. Our teams are battling it out this Sunday.
Yeah, it's a 4:15 game, isn't it?
It is. It's a 2:15 my time.
One thing I love about being a Bengals fan is we usually get the 1 o'clock slot.
I know. All right, so
the loser get it over with game slot.
I know, right? All right, so here's the deal. There's a lot on the table for both the Bengals and the Broncos this weekend, Breakman. Whoever wins is going to be in prime position for a playoff spot. Whoever loses might as well forget it and move on to next year. So, do we want to make a wager on this game, Breakman? How confident are you in your Bengals?
I'm not that confident. This year, I have no idea what to expect from them.
Because
they, like the last game, they had a couple of fumbles in the first quarter, and they were down by, like, 16 points within the first 5 minutes of the game.
Mm-hmm.
And then... And then the ending score was like 23-20.
Yeah,
so
they almost made a comeback
and they took it to overtime and then they lost.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, like I do not know what to expect from this team because they lost to a team they should have whooped. Jacksonville? They should have beat the crap out of them, but they lost to them.
Well, it's like the Broncos, man. They should have beat the shit out of the Steelers. They end up losing to the Steelers, but they end up beating the fucking Dallas Cowboys. So it's like, I'm in the same boat, dude. I don't know what to expect. So,
but I think my team's probably in a better playoff position than yours because they only have one loss in the division.
Yes, but if they lose this, they will. The Broncos definitely leapfrog them, and the Steelers are no longer a factor. The only one that has a chance to get ahead of the Broncos would be the Browns.
But the Bengals have to play the Ravens again. And the Ravens are the true competition right now.
Oh, the Ravens suck, man. Did you watch
the Ravens are not... The Ravens do not suck.
They do suck. Have you not been watching them this year, man?
Now that... If Jackson's hurt, then they're going to suck. But, yeah, I've watched them this year, and they've destroyed some teams.
Yeah, and they've also gotten their asses handed them, too, Tennessee Titans. And
the Bengals handed them their ass.
And the Bengals, exactly. So, I mean, they're kind of an up-and-down team, too, man. I wouldn't worry about the Ravens at all. You guys could still
win.
That's
what I'm saying. Like, if they take care of business, even if the Bengals do lose this game, if they take care of the business, they still have a chance for playoffs.
Yeah, well, I mean, if the Broncos and Bengals end up tied, guess who gets the playoff spot? The Broncos. I'm just saying, you know. So what are we betting? I tell you what, on my end,
Let me restate this. Right now, the Ravens and the Bengals, I have a similar record.
Yes.
So
yes, they do.
The Ravens and the Bengals are in the same division. So what I'm saying is that the Bengals still have a chance, even if they lose this game.
Well, maybe. I mean, if they end up tied with the Broncos and they don't win the division, then the Broncos are going instead.
Well,
that's
what I'm saying. If they win the division,
yeah, if they win the division, you better hope for some losses. But all right. Here's my my side of the bet. If the Broncos lose this game, Breakman, I will give you exile power for a full month. You will have exile power. So on your end, what are you going to give up if the Broncos win and your Bengals lose?
I don't know what we can bet in this.
I think that you should, for at least 1 week, you should have to call me either Master or Sir. I think.
How about this? If you're going to do it for a month, where I've got the, where I get the power, how about for a month I'll do your show notes.
Oh, I like this bet. I like this bet quite a bit. Okay, it's set. You guys heard it. If I lose, if the Broncos lose, then Breakman gets exile power. Oh, no harmonic. No, that would kill Breakman. I'm not going to do that to Breakman. But I like the show notes thing where you have to do my show notes for a full month, which basically is what? One extra...
I was going to say, it's probably just one.
One extra show. That's fine. That'll work for me.
I mean, it might turn on a month where, where there's four dates in it, and maybe you get two of those dates, and then I'd get three.
Okay. It might turn into one of those. Okay, that's fine. I've got no problem with that. All right. So
I'm
full month.
I'm trying to look at the calendar now to see what January looks like, and my calendar's not pulling up because my computer hates me. It's got the stupid virus.
Yeah, it really does.
Literally, the virus is just called the stupid virus.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, wow, my order is ready on that Scott Pilgrim thing. Wow, that's cool. Okay. All right, so it's set. A full month of me not doing show notes or a full month of Breakman having exile power. So there's the bet. All right, let's get into our round three of our tournament to determine the funniest Christmas song of all time. First matchup, let's get right into it, guys. Rusty Chevrolet by Da Upers versus The Night Santa Went Crazy by Weird Al Yankovic. Now, let's start with Breakman on this one.
I got to go with Weird Al. I love that. One of my favorite Christmas songs as a kid.
All right. Crazy. Eric.
Sick, sadistic Santa murdering everything and, eating reindeer and stuff. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah. I that's a definitely great song. What about you, Eric?
Weird Al song.
I would have went with Rusty Chevrolet. I think Rusty Chevrolet is a great song, but Night Santa Went Crazy.
I think all the ones left are good.
Yeah, they're all great. Okay, the next matchup is The Snowman by Rodney Carrington versus Christmas Time in Hell. I'll go first on this one. I'm going to pick Christmas Time in Hell. I really like it. I think it's a really super funny song. Eric, what are you picking?
Christmas Time in Hell.
All right, Christmas Time in Hell.
I think you gotta make it unanimous. Unanimous. It's such a catchy song, you can sing it really any time of the year.
All right. Are you keeping note of these, Breakman, as you're moving on? Or
Am I supposed to be doing it?
Yeah, because your thing that only allows me to view.
Oopsie.
All right, so Night Santa Went Crazy moves on. Christmas Time in Hell moves on. We're on to the next matchup. Father Christmas... by the Kinks versus Juggle Bills by the Crypt Keeper. Eric, I'm going to go with you first.
Father Christmas.
All right, Breakman.
I got Juggle Them Bills.
Ooh, so it's up to me. Wow. Yeah, I think I'm going to go with Slagar's The Kinks, Father Christmas. I do like the song. It does have a humorous kind of tone, but Juggle Bills is really... a great song, too, but Father Christmas moves on, so there you go, Breakman. I know this is making your job hard, but I think you can handle it.
I don't know if I can.
All right, next matchup we got is Merry Motherfucking Christmas by Eazy-E, which I got copyright claimed on the show. versus Scary Fucked Up Christmas by Garfunkel and Oates. Now, this one's really tough for me, guys, because I love both of these songs. But I am going to go with Merry Motherfucking Christmas because Eazy-E, all-time classic, and that song is funny as fuck, just like Scary Fucked Up Christmas is. Breakman, what is your pick?
Well, this one's hard. Scary Fucked Up Christmas is a good song. So is that... Shit. Wow. Hey, this one's a really hard one.
I know.
Scary fucked up Christmas or easy motherfucking Christmas. You know what? Because you got copyrighted for it, I'm voting for the other song.
All right, so it's up to Eric.
Evil record labels.
I don't know, making money off a guy who's been dead for like 30 years. Fuck them.
I know. All right, Eric, it's up to you, my friend.
Garfunkel and Oates for the same reason.
Oh, wow, okay. All right, so you guys are both wrong, but okay. That's okay. I mean, I'm okay with Garfunkel and Oates winning on this one, but you deserve better, Easy. Pour one out for Easy.
It's true, he does.
Yeah, he does deserve better. I have said Merry Motherfucking Christmas more. Yeah, so there you go. No harmonica for a month. Oh, yeah, that's what... Okay. All right, so Scary Fucked Up Christmas moves on. The next song is The Things I Want by Tenacious D versus Let's Put Christ Back in Christmas. Eric, you go first on this one.
Tenacious D song.
All right. Breakman?
Oh, this one's hard because that Let's Put Christ Back in has that great line. Such a fucking great line with the Frosty the Snowman was Jesus Christ's best friend. You know, it's such a fucking hilarious line. But I can't vote against the D like that. I gotta stick with the D.
Slagar says, I am not endorsing Tenacious D for anything.
Well, he is wrong.
I do like that song, The Things I Want, so let's make it unanimous. That one moves on. I'm pouring one out into my mouth, Freak Five. I bet you are, as you're handling the shaft, Freak Five. All right, next matchup is I'd Wish You'd Roll a New Blunt by Afro Man, who pulled off a huge upset, versus It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Fuck This. I think Breakman should go first on this one.
You know what? Fuck This. It is a very catchy tune, but... I'm going to go with Afro Man.
You know what?
Just because I voted against the last rap song, and yeah.
This is the final rap song left in the bunch, so I think I'm with you, Breakman. Is it unanimous, Eric?
Yeah.
I Wish You'd Roll a New Blunt is making upsets left and right. Okay. Next matchup, Dick in a Box by Justin Timberlake versus All I Want for Christmas is Nudes. Eric, you go first.
Dick in a Box.
I think I'm going to go for All I Want for Christmas is Nudes, because I think it's funny as hell. I actually think it's funny that a woman sings this, right? Breakman?
Yeah, Trixie somebody.
Trixie Mattel, yes. So it's up to you, Breakman, who you...
That's one of the two songs that I didn't know before I did this, and I thought it was funny enough to put on the list, so I'm going to go with that one.
All right, All I Want for Christmas is Nudes moves on. And the final matchup this week is Santa's Got a Motherfucking Uzi by Mr. Lee. Oh, that's another rap song. Versus Secret Santa, Here Come the Mummies. Let's start with Eric.
Secret Santa.
Okay, Breakman.
I gotta go with Secret Santa, too.
I like the Motherfucking Uzi song, but I'm in agreement. Let's go with the Secret Santa song. I think that's a great, great fun song. So there's our matchups. We got, we've got some really, really, I know, damn it, Uzi, Slagar says. So we've got some great matchups for the, now are we doing a show next week? I think we should. I mean, I know it's Christmas Eve.
I don't know if I'll be able to, but I'll try.
Okay, but if you can't make it, can you send in on Skype your picks, Break?
Sure.
All right.
Sure, we can figure it out.
All right, let's do that. But hopefully you're here so we can
hopefully.
We can do this. But
I mean, how else would I be able to serenade you over a monica for Christmas?
You just had to, right? Right, Break? You just had to. Ha ha ha! You know what was great about that break, man? How you like changed the pitch and it did the same exact thing, man. That's funny as fuck, man. I love it. Harmonica is the worst instrument ever created, by the way. It really is. It's the worst, man. It's fucking
Wait, you think awful. The vuvuzela is better than a harmonica?
I think a vuvuzela is way better.
I think you're a crackpot now.
Yeah, I think it's way better.
Just lost a lot of credibility, nut job.
yeah, if you, I mean, how are we going to do this though? Because there's like multiple rounds for the fight. It's like three rounds next week.
We'll figure it out.
All right, break.
Frank is so old, he thinks the best instrument is the cymbal because he invented it.
Oh, stop it, you son of a bitch. You son of a bitch, Eric. We'll have to call you to get your picks, break man. So, you know, I mean, if you can't join, you got to join at least the end, just to do these picks. So. All right. So,
pretty good people. I'll let them all vote.
So, who do you think is going to win the whole thing, Breakman? Who's your pick to win the whole shebang?
I'm still going to go with Christmas Time in Hell.
Okay, Christmas Time in Hell from South Park versus. This is going to be tough, man. We got Father Christmas going up against Scary Fucked Up Christmas. I think that's going to be my pick. I think. I don't know. The Things I Want's a strong one, and that's going up against I Wish You'd Roll Up a New Blunt, which is another great one. Wow, we have nothing but great songs left. Nothing but great songs left. And then All I Want for Christmas is Nudes going up against Secret Santa. Gee, Manny, this is going to be really, really tough to get the end game here, guys. But we'll get through it next week. Hopefully, Break will be here. Freak Five's got it right. He says Break will be drunk off of his ass at a Christmas party, calling in to give his picks. Well, see, that's what we're hoping. Freak Five.
Maybe if I called the wrong number by accident. Hey, baby, what's up?
Yeah, right.
Frank. Yeah. Hey, what's going on?
Yeah, right. Oh shit! I forgot to change the welcome to 671. Shit, that was my bad. Oh well. I'll do that right at the end here. All right, I think that's about it, guys. Until next week, you know. Then you know, hopefully, Break will be here. That would be really good.
Just in case I'm not, Merry Christmas, everyone. Happy holidays. Is Hanukkah over now?
I think Hanukkah is over. Yeah, yeah. But happy Hanukkah days. Nonetheless.
And Kwanzaa starts the day after Christmas.
It's like. Yeah, it's either the day before or after. I'm not 100% sure, but happy Kwanzaa to everybody too. But
any other holidays? I don't know about happy those holidays.
Happy summer solstice or winter solstice and all that Festivus.
Don't tease me of summer solstice, Frank.
I know.
It's not
fun. that was really rude. I mean, it might as well be summer here in Denver. We haven't had snow here in like forever. I mean,
it was 60 yesterday.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Our weather is rising in December.
Yeah.
But again, just tells me that climate change is a lie. And
right, exactly. Exactly.
Go ahead and tell me that's a lie.
So. Right. All right, let's do our plugs. Breakman, plug away.
You can follow me at RP Grinders on Twitter, or you can ask Dear Breakman a question, and you can buy me a new computer, one that doesn't crash all the time and have all these problems. You know, that'd be cool. Yeah,
that would be cool.
It's Christmas, you guys. It's Christmas.
It's right Christmas time on RP Grinders. Eric. All right, anything else, Break?
No, that's it.
All right, Eric, what you got?
You can find reviews on bostonbashcreator.com. Those are the written ones. But if you're more willing to listen because you don't want to read, I've got audio reviews on the feed, and the most recent one I did was for Clockwork Aquario. And if you like either of those and you want to support me, I have a Patreon, the link to that of which is in my Twitter profile, which is at EricRPG.
Well, I was going to say, is that the sequel to Clockwork Orange?
No.
Oh, okay. Darn it. Okay.
Although some of the backgrounds are about just as trippy.
Cool. All right. Anything else, Eric?
freak says I'm gonna want to plug climate change. I hadn't had to shovel snow this year.
Not yet, anyway. Wait until like February when it does start snowing.
Right.
Then it'll be much worse.
Yeah.
Right. All right. Anything else, Eric?
No.
All right, you can follow me on Twitter at Frank Branches. You can follow me on any of the systems, RP Grinders on any of the systems. What else? You could follow my other YouTube channel, Mexican Longhair, if you want to see me go into police stations and not get a complaint form like I wanted, and other such shenanigans. So there you go. All right, let's see. What else? Oh, I want to plug everybody that was in chat. Special thanks to, who else was in there? Freak 5, our good friend Freak 5. Slagar, good friend Slagar. Action Shin was in there. Dynaterra was in there. Small Streamers DC Server, which is probably a bot. And Topher Life. I think MXT was in there earlier as well. Thank you all so much for joining. Really appreciate it. And also a hearty... thank you to all the archive listeners who've been listening to us throughout all these years. Thank you very much. Also, we've been seeing a surge in subscribers. I don't know if you guys saw that, but we're up to 30 subscribers. Yay us. So there you go. 30 subs. Yay.
Cool.
Yeah. All right. Thanks so much, everybody, for joining. Do you guys have anything else before we leave? Breaker, Eric?
Wow, like people are listening to me? yeah, no, we're good.
Continue to wear your mask, stay safe, wash your hands, all that stuff.
Yeah.
And maybe rethink or think careful about your holiday family get-togethers.
Yeah, I mean... You know, I mean, if you're vaccinated, I mean, with the boosters, I don't think you have much to fear.
And it's perfectly valid to cut people out of your life because they won't get vaccinated for Thanksgiving and such.
They sure aren't subscribing to listen to Frank. How dare you, Freak 5? You're exiled, you son of a bitch. You almost made it through without an exile. All right, that's going to do it for us this week. Stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. Until then, we are out. Later, everybody. God damn it, Frank fan. The worst, Frank fan. Absolute worst.